her own. Hello, praise the Lord. I'm not involved. So be careful. Somebody that you are saying, because that prayer will not be answered. Hello? It can't be answered because God is not involved in that testimony. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Are you there? Quickly, please read. 23 and 24. Therefore, when you bring your gifts to the altar of God, yes. And you remember that your brother has an offense against you. Yes. He said, leave your gift, your sacrifice at the altar, and do what? First of all. Let somebody say, first of all. Say it again. Say it one more time. First of all that you do. First means first. Before your offering. Before your tithe. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Before you're given. First. Let somebody say first. What did he say you should do first? Reconcile. Go and reconcile. You see, God is not a wicked God. There was a time God showed me, an unending warehouse with all sorts of packages, with people's names on these packages, and showing me the gifts. And I was looking, I said, why is he just staying in the warehouse? Let them be delivered. There is no DHL in heaven. No UPS. No people to deliver this. But the Bible says there are angels there. Innumerable companies of angels. So the issue of courier is not a problem. So why are these gifts not being distributed to the people whose names are on these things? And that God, the Holy Spirit said, they are not ready yet. I said, if people are praying, you said we should ask and we shall receive. We've asked now. So what else is needed? And God said, they are not ready to receive the blessing. And I say, Father, make us ready. He said, because they come to me with their lips. Praise God. Oh Lord, we thank you. Abba Father, you are wonderful. But in their heart, you know, it's like somebody say, as they say in my Yoruba people, they say, their lips say, kepe baba. Their heart say, keku baba. So the heart and the lips are not in proper alignment. He said, until they are in proper alignment, there cannot be a release of the package. Until there is proper alignment, there cannot be a release of the package. I don't know if your package is in the warehouse, but God has brought this message to you today to ensure that your heart and your lips are in proper alignment, and there shall be a distribution of your package. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Many people are doing everything and sacrificing and doing the things of God and walking in the house of God, and it's not translating. It's not translating into a blessing. And you begin to wonder. And God is saying, this is it. This is it right there. It's a heart issue. What's the state of the heart that is doing this? What's the state of the heart that is giving this? Is it right before God? Or is it wrong before God? He said, I can't accept your offering until you first go and reconcile. The Bible told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said, God has given us a ministry of reconciliation. You are a minister of reconciliation. How can a minister of reconciliation be refusing to reconciliate? It means you are not working according to purpose. Hallelujah. And the place of purpose is the place of prosperity. You'll just be walking like an elephant and eating like a cockroach. May that not be your portion.
Amen.
Amen. You do business for people that won't work. Have you forgotten Jacob? He kept doing, he worked hard. Hallelujah. It's good to work hard. But the heart that is working hard is also important. The problem is people who work hard have hard hearts. But it's better for you to work smart than to work hard. We just read it in the Bible reading we read today. That the way of the wicked is what? Is hard. It's hard. You work. You get little or no return for it. Something is wrong somewhere. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You work, then they come and cheat you. Why wouldn't Jacob's father-in-law cheat him? He himself was a trickster. What you give is what you receive. And the funniest thing about giving, when you give it, you will receive. It shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. So you better make sure you are giving good gifts. Because if it's a bad one and wrong one, you will get it in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, it will run over. Hello? All truths are parallel. Look at the case of Abraham. My time is almost up. Look at the case of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18. I love the story. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 10. There is this story, we won't go to read it, about Abraham. Abraham, God has promised him that he will have a child. He has promised him that his children will be like the sands at the seashore, like the stars in heaven. But this promise is just for a long time. The promise has been delayed, prolonged. He never saw it. Is this thing ever going to happen? Is it not going to happen? The Bible said in the heat of the day, one afternoon, he was sitting under a tree. And he looked up and saw three men coming towards him. The Bible says he was the one that ran straight away to these men and invited them and said, let me show you hospitality. Praise the Lord. Let me be good to you. Hallelujah. Let me show you the love of God. These are strangers. He didn't know them. He has not seen them before. To a lot of us, people that we know, people that have been good to us, we would like to be good to them. We would like to show love to those who love us. But what about strangers? People you have never met before. Abraham saw them and invited them and said, I will cook. He told his wife, get this ready, get that ready. We are having guests for dinner. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, let me just share this with you. My dad was a people person. My dad was a people person. Whether they are young, whether they are his age, whether he can relate. My father could relate with any age group. My father had friends that were the age of his children. My brother's friends would travel then to Ibadan. They will make a way to go and greet my father. You'll be wondering what is the conversation. On their own. That was how my father was. My mom was a family person. But she's a perfect hostess. But my mom would have gone doing her business and come home. My father would give her 2 hours information that some people are coming home for dinner. He would have agreed with all those ones. We'll be coming tonight. Goat must die. A goat must die. Then, all of a sudden, he would just remember, maybe at 5:30, And I'll call my mom. In those days, we used to use the... There was no mobile. Kana. Call my mom. That's how we start. There are some people are coming for dinner. Send your driver to go to the market to go and buy the goat. My mom will be like, she will be furious. What is this? You can't just, at where you are talking and enjoying yourself, you just go and make a commitment without thinking of the person. You are not the one who is going to do the cooking. You just go and make a commitment on my behalf, on my this. But she would do it. There was no day the guests came and my father had to say, my wife, I didn't give her enough time, so she was not prepared, she didn't do it, or it was cancelled. He never did. She rose to the occasion every time. You know, on the day when tributes were being given after my mom passed away, a lot of people had the same things to say about the obe, the soup she used to cook, those impromptu parties that they used to happen in her house. And she was always there on top of her game at everything. It was said about her, the hospitality that she showed them spoke even after she had left. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Abraham, the difference between the promise that God gave Abraham and the provision, praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
was a right heart that is hospitable. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A loving and a giving heart. Because after he entertained those three men, his prophecy came. Praise the Lord. By this time next year, your wife Sarah shall have a son. Did you see it? If your heart is angry with God because God has not fulfilled his promise in your life, and then whatever you are doing, you are just doing it just to, for people to see. God is checking the condition of your heart. He brought a test to Abraham to check the condition of his heart on that day. And Abraham did not disappoint. Praise the Lord. I said, Abraham did not disappoint. He still entertained strangers on that day. He showed hospitality to them. He gave from what he had. His heart was right. God was pleased with him. So when the word came like this, the word, he had no choice. It was not returning to God void. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? Because this is what God wants us to learn. And that is why God has come with stethoscope today to check the condition of your heart. What is your heart? He knows if you are a hypocrite. You are just playing church. Your heart is far from God. It's only by your lips. I'm a Christian now. I'm a Christian. I'm born again. I go to this church. Your lips, that's all. What about your heart? Is your heart right before God? Hebrews 13:16. And I'm closing now. Hebrews 13:16. Hebrews 13:16. Please read. But to do what?
Good.
To do good and to communicate it. Forget not. Because with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Did you hear that? With such sacrifices, God is well pleased to do good and to communicate it. Hallelujah. Meaning to practicalize it. You know, I said, if we all obey the commandments that Jesus said is the most important, the first and the second one, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second one is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. If we all obey that commandment, we will never have to worry about what we will eat, what we will drink, or what we will wear. Hallelujah. You will never be anxious about anything that you desire, anything where you aspire to be or to become. You will never be anxious about it if you can fulfill the greatest commandments. Praise the Lord. And the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God. Love God and do good to others. Trust God and treat people right. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just keep doing that. You will see God show up for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know God is not mocked now. Abby? Okay, in conclusion, let me just make this statement. You can write them down. Number one, until you are nice, it will be hard for you to rise. Until you are nice, it will be hard for you to rise. Number two, when your heart is in the right place, you will thrive in every place. When your heart is in the right place, you will thrive in every place. Joseph's heart was always in the right place. And that was why, put him in the pit, he would thrive. Put him in the prison, he would thrive. Make him a slave, he still would thrive. And when he got to the palace, he was still thriving. Hallelujah. So if your heart is in the right place, you will thrive in every place. Hallelujah. And the third one, ordinary people do extraordinary things when they offer acceptable sacrifices. Ordinary people, they do extraordinary things when they offer acceptable sacrifices. Praise the Lord. I pray for you today that you will not miss your thriving season. May your thriving opportunities not suffer postponement in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise on your feet. You see, the difference between where you are and where you want to be is one person. Is just one person. And if you do not have a right heart attitude, you just might miss your destiny helper. Hello. You just might miss your destiny helper. But if your heart is always to do good and to communicate it, there is no way you will meet that. You will meet the certain officer and he will not deliver the message God has given him for you in your life. It's not possible. If Abraham has said, where they are going, where they go, which one concern me? The son, they hot safe this day. Can't even greet anybody. That's how his prophecy would have passed him by. And he would have gone. Hello? But because of a right heart attitude, he invited them. They spoke that word into his life. And it was so. From a year thereafter, Sarah gave birth to Isaac. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, we need to pray so that whatever the condition of your heart, if it is not in proper alignment today, we want it to be in proper alignment. Can we agree on that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if you are harboring all manner of unforgiveness in your heart, wickedness, being vengeful, God say, I'm the one that will avenge you. If you are still resentful towards people, and people offend you, and you are carrying offense inside, all these things can block your blessings. That's what God is saying to us. You've got to let it go and stop getting angry with God. Hello? I've seen people who got angry with God because God did not answer them, their prayer. Not knowing God was checking the condition of their own heart. Whether they were serving him for what is in his hand, or they were just doing it as an act of worship unto him for him to receive from them. I know a lot of people who have done. In fact, many have even left the faith. They left the faith and said, I'm not even going to be a Christian again. Some have gone to the other sect, other faith, and said, yes, that one will pay me. But God. Let somebody say, but God. When God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he knows what he's saying. You can go wherever you want. You are coming back. You will come back to him. Hallelujah. And we are seeing them coming back to Christ. Those who have said, it's not here. This is what God has done for me. If God is not going to do this for me, then I'm going away. You get angry with God. With who? With who? This is not a God that is made of graven images. This is not a God that has ears and cannot hear. This is not a God that has eyes and cannot see. This is a living God. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. And we must offer him living sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So, beloved, you are going to pray and ask God to create in you a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. Tell God what you have harbored in your heart towards people, towards others, towards God himself. Confess it before him today and say, Lord, you have checked my heart today. If I don't say it, you already know it. Create in me, O Lord, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Renew that right spirit in me today. Renew a right spirit. A believing heart. Change my heart. Make it new. Heal my broken and wounded heart. As some of you, you've been wounded. Your heart is broken. Ask God to heal your broken heart today. Ask him to heal your broken heart. Yes, as we navigate the journey of our lives, people step on our toes. And we're hurt and offended. And we're wounded by what people say and by their actions sometimes. But the Lord is saying you've got to let it go. Let it go. Because it will become a boulder that will separate you from your next level. Let it go. Ask God to heal your broken heart. Heal my heart, O Lord. Heal my wounded heart. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. Receive his healing to your heart today. Receive his healing power to your wounded heart. Receive his healing power to your broken heart. In the name of Jesus. Every plan of the devil to turn your glory and goodness to sorrow, let it be dismantled today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray and ask God. That let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, my rock and my redeemer. Let it be acceptable. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Today, begin to offer unto him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. You see, people who are offended and complaining are people who are not grateful. If you are grateful for all that God has done for you, you will have no time to complain. You will not have time to be offended. This month you will march into unmerited favor. I believe it for everyone under the sound of my voice that this month of March shall be to you a month of unprecedented unmerited favor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be for you. And I declare it done over your life by the faith of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Favor will envelope you this month. Amen. Favor of God will surround you this month. Amen. Every step you take, every work of your hand, favor will be seen in it. Amen. Favor will elevate you this month. Amen. It will elevate you spiritually. It will elevate you financially. It will elevate you materially. It will elevate you relationally. It will elevate you physically. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, begin to receive favor of God. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, receive the favor of God. Receive the favor of God. Receive it now. 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 Receive healing to your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Favor is yours. It will envelope you this month. Favor will open the doors of new jobs, new businesses unto you this month. You will march forward. In this month of March, you will march forward. You will march into greatness. You will march into favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be for you. I call it done by the faith of God. In Jesus' mighty name, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.